91X News.
It's minus four and mostly cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Alan Michael Steele. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has made a handful of changes to his inner circle, adding two new faces to the cabinet during the lead-up to a federal election later this year. Terry Pedwell has the story.
Jody Wilson-Raybould is moving from Justice to Veterans Affairs, generally considered a more minor portfolio. But the Prime Minister insisted today that veterans' issues require the same deft touch Wilson-Raybould brought to the Justice portfolio.
She is extraordinarily capable of delivering on this file that is one of the core delivery mandates that the federal government has.
For her part, Wilson-Raybould said she doesn't see the move as a demotion. She said she is proud to be Veterans Affairs Minister, calling it an extremely important role. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Also out of Ottawa this morning, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he is very concerned that a Chinese court has sentenced a Canadian man to death for drug smuggling.
As a government, we actually strengthened the policy that requires the Canadian government to always intercede on behalf of Canadian facing the death penalty anywhere in the world. We will continue to do that as we have in this case.
Following a one-day retrial, a Chinese court ruled that Robert Lloyd Schnellenberg was recruited to help smuggle more than 222 kilos of methamphetamine out of China from a warehouse in Dalian City to Australia. Schnellenberg's lawyer says his client now has 10 days to appeal. Canada's acceptance of a Saudi Arabian teenager seeking asylum is sparking debate within the country about loosening laws restricting women's freedom, but also a backlash that could initially repress more women, analysts say. The Trudeau government's decision to accept 18-year-old Rahef Mohammed Alunquin as a refugee from Saudi Arabia is stoking internal discussion over loosening her home country's controversial guardianship laws that give men control over women's lives. She arrived in Toronto on Saturday after Canada agreed to a United Nations request to accept her as a refugee. Experts say that slow march to reform could also be impeded by conservative families that will curtail their daughter's freedom even more in light of Alunquin's high-profile dash to freedom. Alunquin won global attention last week when she fled her family while visiting Kuwait and flew to Bangkok, Thailand, where she barricaded herself in an airport hotel and launched a Twitter campaign outlining allegations of abuse against her relatives, accusations her family has denied. Experts say Canada is poised to become a leader in cannabis research after it became the first G7 nation to legalize the drug. Thomas Kerr, a research scientist with the BC Centre on Substance Abuse, says the cultural forces have restricted research, including a focus on the negative aspects of cannabis rather than the benefits.
So the hope is through legalization and increased access to medicinal cannabis, we can begin to look at some of the other side of the coin, the benefits, how it might help reduce opioid use, for example.
He says marijuana companies have recently stepped up to fund research and do their own studies, which he says is a good thing as long as industry interests don't compromise quality. In more local news, those looking for shelter from the frosty winter air can come in from the cold. The city of Belleville is reminding residents that several warming centers are open across town. The Belleville Public Library and Salvation Army downtown and the Quinney Sports and Wellness Center on Canifton Road are offering warming rooms for anyone with nowhere else to go to warm up. Hours for each of the shelters are available on our website at qnetnews.ca. People are also encouraged to call Belleville Emergency Services at 613-692-2010 if they know someone in need of the warming center. With the frosty air comes frozen roads. Belleville Police Staff Sergeant Renee Alberton reminds drivers that safe winter driving is all about preparation.
Well, I think one of the key things is planning ahead. Know what the road conditions and weather conditions are going to be in this day and age with all the different apps and weather networks out there. It's pretty easy to stay on top of those things, so prepare for what you're driving into. And sometimes that may even mean not driving. If the weather's going to be bad, try and find an alternate arrangement.
The man in charge of last week's orientation day at Loyalist College says it was a success. Ryan Stoness says around 200 to 250 students attended the winter orientation day last Monday at Loyalist College. While the turnout was less than what the orientation day planning committee had expected, he says he's still pleased.
That's always the reality of an event like this, is you have to plan for the absolute maximum just in case every single student who might show up actually shows up. So we were prepared for that, but I think also really happy with the amount that did show up.
A Belleville man was arrested yesterday evening at 9:30 p.m. while driving a car with a pair of mismatched license plates on the front and rear of the vehicle. Police noticed the different plates and pulled the vehicle over to find that the driver did not have insurance and only had a G1 license. Under Ontario law, drivers with a G1 license must be accompanied by a fully licensed driver at all times, cannot drive between midnight and 5 a.m., cannot drive on 400 series highways without a certified driving instructor, and cannot have any alcohol in their system. The driver received a summons to attend court in February, and police seized the mismatched plates and had the vehicle towed. That's QNET News on 91X. Sports is next.
All right, class, let's get ready for a field trip to Quinte Conservation Areas. Johnny, do you have your cross-country skis?
Yes, Mr. Jackman.
Janice, do you have your camera ready so you can take some pictures of all the beautiful wildlife?
Yep, here it is.
Chris, do you have your hiking boots? Last time you only had runners and got stuck in the mud.
All packed.
There's over 1,200 hectares of land, so everybody keep a close eye when we get there.
Quinte Conservation Areas, where people and nature live in harmony. Visit quinteconservation.ca for more details.
The Toronto Maple Leafs have their number one goalie ready to play. Frederik Andersen will be ready to play when Toronto hosts the Colorado Avalanche on Monday night in Scotiabank Arena. He had originally targeted Sunday's home game against the Boston Bruins, which Toronto lost 3-2, only to be cut down by a flu bug that delayed his return. The 29-year-old goalie hasn't played since December 22nd because of a groin injury. Andersen served as the backup for two games immediately before and after the NHL's Christmas break, but was then placed on injured reserve and hasn't been in the Leafs' last five games. "It sucks to look on from the outside and see the guys playing without you," Andersen said the following morning skate. "You want to be part of the team and part of the battle." Free agent defenseman Josh Gorges announced his retirement on Monday after 13 seasons in the NHL. He finishes his career with 17 goals and 107 assists over 783 NHL games. Gorges, from Kelowna, BC, was undrafted before signing with the San Jose Sharks in 2002, making his NHL debut on October 7, 2005. After nearly 100 games with the Sharks, Gorges was transferred to the Montreal Canadiens on February 25, 2007. He was traded to the Buffalo Sabres on July 1, 2014, where he played four seasons, including his final NHL game on April 7th. During his 13-season career, Gorges played in 68 playoff games over six different postseasons, highlighted by two trips to the Eastern Conference Final with Montreal in 2019-10 and in 2013-14 seasons. Calgary routed the Coyotes 7-1. Arizona coach Rick Toche says he wasn't happy with the performance from a handful of his players.
"We can't have four or five guys on the outside looking in. We had four guys, they weren't good tonight, and Calgary smelt it after the first period, and they scored on their chances. It was, how many shots? 26 shots. They had seven goals."
Sloane Stephens ended a three-match losing streak in the first-round matches at the Australian Open with a 6-4, 6-2 win over fellow American Taylor Townsend. Stephens says she was happy to get a relatively fast win in the hot weather with temperatures nearing 40 Celsius.
"It was a bit toasty. I was happy that it was shorter. I think it was like just starting to heat up as we were finishing, so I was happy to be off."
Defending champion Roger Federer began his quest for a record 7th Australian Open title with a 6-3, 6-4, 6-4 win over Dennis Istomin. Playing before a capacity crowd of more than 15,000 people at Rod Laver Arena, Federer broke Istomin's serve at 2-2 in the third set on the way to his 7th win in a row without a loss against a Uzbek player. Federer's 7th Australian Open title would be the most by any player. Novak Djokovic, who plays his first-round match on Tuesday, and Roy Emerson also have six wins each at the Australian Open, although Emerson's wins were before the start of the Open era in 1968. A win in Melbourne would also be Federer's 100th tour-level title, the second man after Ginny Connors to win 100 titles. Connors had 109. This evening in the Junior A League at 7 p.m., the St. Michael's Buzzers face off with the Coburg Cougars. Send us your team or league scores at our email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. This evening, mostly cloudy with a high of -5 and a wind chill of -9. Tonight, increasing cloudiness near midnight with a low of -10. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries in the afternoon. Wind from the southwest at 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50 kilometers an hour. High of plus 1 with a wind chill of minus 11. At 4:10, it's minus 4. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Alan Michael Steele, QNET News. News on 91X next at 6 o'clock.
This is Quinty's New Rock Source.
CJLX 91.3 FM.
91X.FM.
Belleville.